From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nothing is going to affect your life physically, economically, like Agenda 21. It is the total takeover of society. Home inspectors, no more single-family homes. We played that Plantopolis clip that they show in England to school kids, where everything you do is going to be monitored. You'll have to get authorization to travel, calorie credits. This is all official. In fact, 20 years ago, they called it at the Agenda 21 conference. That's where the term comes from, that they had. Maurice Strong called it a post-industrial world. And 20 years later, they're about to meet again in Rio de Janeiro. Now, we've got Rosa Corey, who's author of Behind the Green Mask. It's available at Amazon.com. I'm going to order it in bulk and also carry it soon at Infowars.com. But we have a link to where you can find it at Infowars.com right now. She has really studied it. And again, I've got so many points I want to add to back her up, but I'm going to try to shut up and let her roll here now, coming up especially in the next segment, so she can really go into how it ties into everything. But please continue.
Wow, well, great. You know, the thing is, this is not, as I said, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. And back in 1987, the United Nations, the World Conference on the World Commission on Environment and Development, stated that the environment was under attack, that the planet was being destroyed by human beings, and they came up with sustainable development. This is a concept. Now you've heard it everywhere, right? Sustainable. You've got sustainable yogurt now, but sustainable development is the concept is that the needs of the present are developed without compromising future generations' ability to meet their own needs. So, of course, then they determined that, yes, everything we were doing now was threatening the ability of future generations to meet their needs. And that commission was sent out to come back with an action plan for the 21st century. And that's what Agenda 21 is. That's why it's called Agenda 21. It's the agenda for the 21st century. And this is, as I said, it's a plan to inventory and control you and everything that has to do with your life, everything having to do with the planet. So it's inventorying, controlling all water, all land use. We're talking about the potential of losing control of everything that we have, including our own bodies. And what you find with Agenda 21 is it's divided into two elements, which is smart growth and the wildlands. And what happened after, of course, we know that it was signed on to, Agenda 21 was signed on to by George H.W. Bush in 1992, and then it was brought back to the United States to be implemented here. Clinton, in 1993, established the President's Council on Sustainable Development, and that was made up of 12 cabinet-level secretaries, including defense, education, agriculture, energy. All of these, administrative level cabinet positions were all in on this, and along with, of course, our captains of industry like Ken Lay from Enron, Dow Chemical, and then you have the environmental groups as well, Natural Resources Defense Council and others. And they all got together and they said, how are we going to get Agenda 21 into every single town, city, state, county, in the entire United States? So they decided that they wanted to focus on controlling land use. And what they did was they gave a multi-million dollar grant to the American Planning Association. And they said, can you guys come up with a plan for us that we can get into every planning
department? Stay right there. Let's explain how. That's why there's global standardization. That's why the exact same system worldwide is being set up. They admit they're doing it. Now Homeland Security, just 2 weeks ago, was at Davos and said they're going to run sustainability. It's a war for sustainability. Incredible. We're going to break down how it's already affecting you and how it's going to affect you straight ahead. a little over a year ago.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Now, the Deseret News and the Associated Press last week ran articles, head of UN Ban Ki-moon wants world tax for social service programs, but that means eugenics, sterilization, abortion. But there he is announcing that they want this world tax. In fact, we'll put that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. If you're a radio listener, which is the majority of our audience that listens on XM and over 100 AM and FM stations, you can simply type in UN leaders consider world tax to fund social protection services. Oh, well, it's for the children. Here's another one at Infowars.com with a direct link to the World Development Report funded by the World Bank. Suggests that once they've imploded the economy, go read it, and made people dependent, that to get your welfare check, the sterilization van will arrive at your home and sterilize you. 1984 World Bank report contemplates sterilization vans and camps for those to make it sustainable. The 1996 Sustainability UN Biological Diversity Assessment, I have it in my film Road to Tyranny, screenshots, actually says use war to reduce population, and calls for putting sterilants in the water, just like White House science czar John P. Holdren does. By the way, they're already adding it. It's called sodium fluoride. It reduces fertility, gives you a sevenfold increase in bone cancer alone. And we just earlier showed you the UN's own site. Where, in fact, I have another article right here. UN panel says retool world economy for sustainability, and the UN will decide under treaty what you can do. And now when I go in restaurants, they say, are you sure you want water? It's not good for the earth. Meanwhile, the major corporations can do whatever they want. They can release GMO, toxic waste. None of that's a problem. It's about teaching you you're bad. So as the World Bank says, by taxing carbon, what you exhale, they can control all human activity. And they always point a camera at a smokestack releasing water vapor on a cold day, just like when you breathe and say, oh, look, it's toxic waste. Nothing's coming out of the coal plants. But water vapor and carbon dioxide. So you control everything that way, but then you also say all human activity is bad, and the bureaucrats, under global standardized rules, they will decide everything you can do. Now, as my guest pointed out, it's going to get a lot worse under this, and California is the model. Austin's kind of a satellite of that, but you're already living under this. So she's got the floor for the rest of the hour. She is just an amazing researcher and author of Behind the Green Mask. We have a link at Infowars.com to where you can find it. I'm going to carry this book on our online video bookstore. It's so amazing. And again, the reason she blows me away is when I heard her on the radio for an hour the other day, everything she was saying I knew was true, but the way she was tying it together. And again, it's so frustrating when you know criminals are taking over while selling you that they're saving you. It's so sick. You just want to beat them. And it's Nazism. The Nazis said the earth was overpopulated and they were going to have environmentalism. It's about a power grab. So Rosa Corey, executive director of Post Sustainability Institute, a forensic commercial real estate appraiser, break down again briefly for those who just joined us what it is, the global standardization, and how they're controlling our local towns and cities to openly just triple charges for water, quadruple charges for power, to pay mega corporations like Ken Lay, who came up with the plan. You've got the floor.
Right. Well, you know, this is it. It's a corporatocracy, and it is being instated to develop a totalitarian government over you. It is one world government. This is globalization, and it's being instated slowly, somewhat slowly, although it's speeding up now, because we're finding that we're experiencing regionalization now, which is the erasure of borders between cities, counties, states, and ultimately nations. And when you lose your sovereignty, you don't want to just look at it in terms of losing your national sovereignty. You also lose your sovereignty over your person, over yourself. So you have the, for instance, the National Defense Authorization Act, which defines enemy combatants as being people who are very much like ourselves, who are here in the United States. So this plan, it's a global plan, but it's implemented locally. And if you think it's not affecting you right now, I'll tell you that you are wrong. It's impacting you immediately in your own city, in your town, out in the rural area.
It's designed, in their words, to shut down the economy. Look at the economy shutting down. They know what they're doing.
That's right. This is designed to, your economy is designed to be destroyed. This, you know, if an enemy were trying to destroy the country, they couldn't do a better job than this plan. And that is the plan. That is what the desired result is. Because the more dependent people you have, and the less people who own private property, the less people there are to care if there is private property and private property rights, and the less people there are to stand up and say that it's wrong. And you are your ultimate private property. So what we're what's happening now is that we are losing our rights over our private property, over our water, over our land. You're finding people in the rural areas are being moved out of the rural areas into the cities. And the cities are being replanned to have high-density urban development. What that means is that smart growth, which is ground floor retail with several stories of residential above, built right to the edge of the sidewalk, right in the center of your town on a supposed transportation line, whether it's there or not, and oftentimes being using your property tax dollars to pay for that. And what happens is the people in the rural areas find that, oh, well, you've just said it, hay dust is now considered to be an environmental pollutant. You find that your roads are being pulverized and turned to dust out in the rural areas. Your well is being monitored, so you may not have the use of your water. You think you own your land right from the center of the earth right to the sky, but you don't, not anymore, because this is a communitarian plan. It's the plan that actually balances individuals' rights against the rights of the community. In this case, we're talking about the global community, and the individual always loses.
And the bureaucrats always decide. It's you know, the part you were breaking down is how these regional governments end up getting the tax money, so the local government becomes a total vassal, and now they have actual corporations in Rhode Island, in Michigan, and other areas saying no city council, period, anymore, and we're going to triple your water to pay it to ourselves, even though it's a foreign corporation, and it's not even a free market. This isn't privatization. It's just pure hijacking, and then the actual Austin City Council said, we're going to give you 20 to 80% increases on power. It's for the earth.
Yeah, that's right. You see community aggregate, energy aggregation, where, you know, now your town is supposed to be going into the energy business, and they're going to put up a big solar array, and you're going to be paying for it. And this is the way that they sink your economy. When you look at it from that point of view, high-speed trains are a total failure and a way to lose your total control over your ability to spend your transportation dollars, because there's never going to be enough money for those high-speed trains. And this is a way to enforce regionalization. They are a building block for mega regions, and we have those right now in the United States. You've got your local regions within your states and sometimes breaking the borders, and then you've got 11 mega regions in the United States. You thought you had 50 states, but no, you don't. Now you have 11 mega regions. And you can go to America2050.org if you want to check that out.
Yeah, the governments and the UN admit all this, and the New York Times comes out and says, yeah, the UN's taken over, but you're bad because you don't want it. I have a map here based on UN documents that was that Congress presented, and it shows more than half the U.S. off limits. And people are like, they'll never do that. Where the UN has taken over third world countries, I've seen National Geographic where armed guards keep people out of the biospheres. And what it's really about is making the insiders' property values go up. They shut off America being able to mine Utah clean-burning coal. That doubles the value of the Chinese coal overnight. They shut down our pipeline out of Canada for oil. Now Warren Buffett doubles his money, Bloomberg reported overnight, shipping it by train to the West Coast to ships to go to China. Also, sustainable development is selectively enforced.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Stay there. It's, ladies and gentlemen, it is so mind blowing. And I've seen the UN meetings. I've been to them. It's all public how they're going to pulverize our roads. They're already cutting off the funding. You can only then get on the big roads they've built with huge toll roads on it. It is so nightmarish, and it has nothing to do with the environment. We're going to come back and break down this takeover with our guest, Rosa Corey. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C C-Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C-Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-Veg. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C-Veg daily is eating right.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going back to our guest. We're giving you an in-depth report on Agenda 21, sustainability, smart growth, all of it. Now, remember, I've noticed, I've seen all over the country, there's Democrats against smart growth, Democrats against Agenda 21. The liberals are waking up to this right now because, especially in California, it is tyranny. Here in Austin, under Save Our Springs, they take 15,000 acres of ranchers' property, give them 5 cents on the dollar or less, make them sell it, eminent domain, that's what she's an expert in. And then they'd turn around and sell it off to the former mayor's buddies, and they'd build luxury million-dollar homes on it and shopping malls and spas and hotels. And they just laugh about it. I mean, so again, stuff's going to get developed. This is not about the environment. It's about insiders controlling everything you can do and artificially not letting you have your own well water. That's already starting. Rosa Corey, continue how this is already affecting people, how it targets the rural to force us into the compact cities, how it's already, and again, get back into how they control the zoning boards, because it's all on record, and it's global standardization, continuity of agenda worldwide. This is New World Order. I showed AFP, Associated Press, where the UN admits global government, global tax through this. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's saying a lot. You know, I just want to go back to what you just said about the fact is this is not a left-right issue. It's not a liberal conservative issue. It's an American issue. I happen to be a liberal Democrat. There are many people who are waking up to this who are liberal, and we have a group. It's Democrats Against UNAgenda21.com. You know, when we talk about sustainability, first of all, sustainable development is United Nations Agenda 21. So you've heard that term. But what is unsustainable according to the United Nations and according to your government as well, the American government? Single-family homes, private vehicles, appliances, meat eating, dams, of course, golf courses, and many, many other things were identified as being unsustainable. And so you want to say to yourself, well, what kind of impact is this going to have on my quality of life? And I tell you, it's having an incredible impact on your life right now. Because as I was saying earlier, the President's Council on Sustainable Development paid the American Planning Association to come up with a guide that is now in every single planning department and every single university and college in the entire United States. And it's called Growing Smart, a legislative guidebook with model statutes for planning and the management of change. And just think about that. You know,
the UN and Ken Lay, who wrote all this, will control everything and can selectively enforce it. This is conquering our country by bureaucratic evil. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's true. Well, you know, you referred to Ken Lay, and he's supposedly dead, but I kind of don't believe that. But, you know, this was captains of industry. It's a corporatocracy is what it is. Public-private partnerships are your government combined with corporations, combined with nonprofit groups, NGOs, which are specific nonprofit groups which are recognized by the United Nations.
And they pick the winners and losers. It's this inside crony capitalist model. That's why Mitt Romney and all the major Republicans absolutely worship this.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're not going to have, there's no silver bullet for this. You're not going to be getting, I shouldn't say you would never get a politician who would who would fight this for you. But, you know, it's up to all of us to make bad politicians do the right thing. And so I really want to encourage people not to be panicked or paralyzed by this. We need to take power, and we are doing it. I'm glad to hear that you're the headquarters of the resistance, because I thought I was. But we are being, you know, this is the resistance. Don't be a good German and go along to get along. These are land use plans. They're designed to get you out of the rural areas and into the center of your city. And every single one of these plans is called, it's called Vision Your Town or Your Town 2050 or 2035. And they're going to call you to come on down and give your opinion of this great new plan for your town. And what they're going to do when you get there is Delphi you, which is a RAND Corporation mind control technique that is now being used on you by your government in almost every government meeting that you'll be going to. You know, you've never seen so many people's opinions being solicited by your government before. And the fact is that it's just the illusion of asking for your opinion. This is it's a window dressing. You are merely window dressing for these plans. These plans are pre-designed, pre-approved.
Well, as you know, I've actually read the RAND Corporation. I'm glad you raised that. Their Delphi technique, it does two things. It makes you think you're being listened to and then feel like you're at the table. But then they also gather intelligence on you in the process, and they train all these city people how to Delphi, and you're absolutely right. And as for us being the center of the resistance and wide spectrum resistance to the New World Order, but everyone out there, if you're listening to my voice, you are the center of the resistance against this global corporatocracy. But I agree with you. The work you're doing is some of the most piercing and focused when it comes to their key blueprint, Agenda 21. Now, continuing, though, how they're standardizing, how they're coming in, because we were talking off air about how scared the system is and how they're now putting out manuals to cities to how to counter, how to laugh at you, how to act like you're crazy. The New York Times is coming out, freaking out, saying there's people everywhere fighting us. Our agenda's in trouble. And, of course, the next day they had an article about getting rid of the Constitution. They're showing themselves to be foreign globalist corporate traitors.
That's exactly right. And, you know, you'll see this propaganda, it's containment. And the reason that they've got it out there, they're really bringing out their guns now, is, well, not quite, but they will. But this is all about controlling us. They're what, you know, it's a totalitarian state that's being developed right now. And so acquiring information about you, the American Planning Association is out there right now giving seminars on how to control and manage the people who, like us, who show up at their meetings, who say, hey, we don't want to be Delphi. We don't want your plan. Take your dog and pony show and get out of our town. And I want you to know, we're doing this all over the United States. People are standing up and saying, no, we will not accept regional plans. We will not accept dissolution and destruction of our form of government, which is city, county, state, and federal. And you want to make sure that you keep it that way, because these are unelected boards that are made up possibly of elected officials, but they are designed to destroy the borders between cities, counties, states, and nations. In fact, one of the, you know, the regions, we've got one in Northern California, one of the mega regions. It includes, you know, parts of Canada. You've got the Southern California mega region includes part of Mexico. You have these 11 mega regions across the United States that are effectively destroying your ability to have any impact at all on your government. And this is not what we want as Americans. They will want you to go along to get along.
Stay there. Incredible. Let's come back with solutions and more and break down how it's going to affect us in the future. You think it's bad now. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm going to play you what they're showing school children right now in the U.S. and England, where they show them that every facet of your life is going to be controlled. It is unbelievable criminality. Stay with us.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows.
On screen, we have a map showing, according to the UN documents, over half the U.S. off limits to humans. This is what they want by 2020. This map is from, what, 1993? And they are freaking out. Of course, foreign mega corporations don't want your county and city and state having the authority, or even your own federal government. So they've taken over your nation. Look what's happening in Europe now. Even Time Magazine says they've been captured and conquered by Goldman Sachs through fraud. Instead of going to jail like Bernie Madoff, they take over the world. And we're going to have Rosa Corey, who's with us for the rest of the hour, but this is a shorter show. It has a different clock on the Sunday. She's going to be back Thursday for an hour and a half to go over even more of this. But I just want to back up everything she's saying. Now, in Australia and in the U.S., I've seen video games they have in public school. Even ABC News covered this, where little animals die. Bunny rabbits die and get their heads chopped off. If you breathe, carbon hurts them. And so the little kids cry and learn to hate themselves and learn how great suicide is. I'm not kidding. But they also show school children in England, and they have similar videos here. Well, you saw the video last year where, are you going to cut your carbon footprint? And the kids say no, so they blow the kids up in the class. Remember that? If you didn't see it, just type in green ads show kids exploding. It's all an anti-human agenda. But here's one of more than 10 videos they show children. And you think it's a joke, but this is everything sustainable development does. This is not a joke made to make them look bad. This is a video made by the London Guardian in association with the British government for sustainability. Here it is.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you're on time. I'm V. I'm looking forward to showing you around Plamnopolis today. My husband works from home. He's a virtual engineer working on one of the city's desalination plants. He controls the robots who do all the important maintenance. I think he basically plays computer games for a living. Are you ready to go? Have you got your calorie card open on your smartphone? I registered your visit with Flick Travel Corp the other day, so they've allotted you a journey time to match mine. It makes so much sense, doesn't it? Switch off brain and go to work. With this many people around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge. We're so lucky. Our kids were allocated a school quite near my practice, so I can drop them off on the way. Saves on our calorie ration. Well, it won't be long until the little darlings get their career announcements. They've been working so hard, so I'm sure they'll get something good. Not that there's anything wrong with fixing carbon scrubbers for a living or anything. Are you hungry? Let's pop to the market as we're past. Right, what's on the menu this month? No, not meat. It's not your birthday. The Global Food Council are doing a really good job of keeping food production going.
All right, let's stop right there because our guest is here. There are 20 or 30, I haven't counted, of these videos. And the families aren't allowed to live in single-parent homes. No meat's allowed. You're not allowed to have a car. And this is all officially what the UN and our own government says they're setting up. You have to understand, people see these videos and they think this is a joke. No, this is what they're showing kids. So you're an adult and have formed your own opinions back when we were more free. For a child, they just watch this and think, well, that's normal. Just like kids growing up under Hitler thought it was normal, or kids under the Aztecs thought cutting people's hearts out was normal. Going back to our guest, please continue, Rosa Corey, author and researcher, exposing Agenda 21, this total revolution against humanity by the bureaucratic tyrant eugenics class.
You said, well, you know what? The truth is the environmental movement has been hijacked. And you're seeing this in your schools, for instance, with outcome-based education. You'll see asset-based community development. That's coming your way. Wait till you see that. That's a questionnaire that you're going to fill out that's going to get you to do mandatory volunteering. Now, last time I thought about that, mandatory volunteering sounds a lot like slavery to me. But you see that volunteering is not going to be volunteering anymore. You'll be required to be volunteer in order to, get your kid into Little League, to be able to maybe work closer to home, to get your food. You'll be required in order to be a good citizen.
Oh, Obama has said to graduate high school, you'll have to do it, and it's going to be domestic military, that civilian corps. Yeah.
This is it. You know, exactly. You don't have to look far. If you know, these are things that it used to be, well, if you got busted doing something minor, you were going to pick up trash by the side of the road. That's mandatory volunteering. But now you find that if you're in school, you want to go to a good school, you're going to have to do some time working for nonprofits, right? So who's getting your free time? Who's getting your time for free for nothing? The nonprofits. These are public-private partnerships that you are going to be volunteering mandatorily for.
And they're the NGOs competing with the free market, just like people working for 25 cents an hour in the prisons are competing and shutting down our society.
Right, and your tax dollars are going to fund all of this. You know, this is what happens with, for instance, redevelopment funds are going to pay for subsidized housing that is for-profit housing. So these are developers who are making money, and they're using your property tax dollars to do it. So this is an entire program. It's a huge plan. It's a global plan implemented locally, and it's using your transportation dollars, your property tax dollars, your income tax dollars to make this happen. And it's all about taking away your independence, taking away your food independence, your private property rights, your educational system. It's a whole life plan, and it is happening right now. You don't have to look far. You can fight it right in your town, and that's where you should fight it, locally, because that's where these plans are coming up. You'll find these regional plans right there in your city. You want to stand up and say, no, we will not be regionalized. We will not be Delphi. We will not allow our money to go for these plans that are just going to sink our economy and drive us further into debt and into foreclosure, so less of us will own property.
Exactly.
And we'll have to move into those high-density developments.
Remember 3 years ago when the Copenhagen documents came out and it was designed to reduce population and shut down the third world, and so it didn't pass? Schwarzenegger was in USA Today, and now he leads the group for the UN. He said, don't worry, we implement at city, county, and state level. And that's what they're doing, and they sweep into town, buy off your politicians. They can buy them so cheap, you know, a couple million to the National Planning Commission, and it's over. They fly them for steak dinners in New York. It's over. And or they give their wife or husband a job. It's over. And they just literally sign us over to these crooks.
Yeah, well, they actually, you know, what they'll do is they actually develop candidates for office right out of your neighborhood associations. They call you, they bring you in to, you know, to show buy-in in a local community, and then they identify the good Germans, and they move them up the ladder. We have to call a halt to this. I don't want people to feel that they are helpless, that they can't fight this, because we are fighting it. All across the nation, all of us.
Oh, yeah, the globalists have hit the panic button now. Now, I'm not for lying, but in some cases when there's election fraud, there's covert ops. I think a lot of us should be public, but I think some people, business folks and others, should play along with these enemies because they are like a foreign power that's infiltrated, and we should infiltrate their groups and act like the most hardcore corporate fascists, laugh at the public, call them scum, because I've seen the locals do this when they don't know we're watching, and they'll actually put you in as mayor, then you could turn on them. Do you think that's a good operation?
I don't know, but I do take their seminars and I read all of their documentation. And this is what you want to do is educate yourself, because once people recognize that this is not a conspiracy theory, it's a fact and it's happening, you can get people on board quickly. And this is happening across the United States. I'm going all over the U.S. and speaking to groups, and people are ready and willing to get up and stop this. And we will win this. We will win this. We can do it. We're going to stop this in our country because we can't allow this to continue. We are losing our rights.
Incredible. Let's break down how we're winning and more of what life will look like in the compact cities and rural areas, you know, how they plan to shut us down. I want to go over that. Just amazing. And I want you to come to Austin because, as you know, we're under attack. Hey, maybe we should fly you out here and have you here in studio and then have you speak to the locals, because we've got a great activist community that loves liberty because you, Rose, are doing great. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our body need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to
to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Rosa Corey will be back with us Thursday for an hour and a half, and we got some longer segments and more time to talk then. But, again, we've gone over a lot of info here. We're going to finish up with talking about what you can do and some more of the things they're doing to rural communities as well. Again, we're also going to tell you how to get her book and some of the websites you can visit to get involved. But absolutely, she is just out there really exposing these people, and a lot of other great folks are. That's why the globalists are hitting the panic button all over the corporate trader media now. They're saying, well, the UN is taking over for the Earth. We are increasing your prices and stuff for mega corporations. You know, Enron and folks set this up. I mean, it's for the Earth. And, of course, they said it was for the Earth when Enron was stealing $1 billion a week or so a decade ago in California. But I have a short clip here of Mark Tercek. Well, first we're going to go to Obama. Mark Tercek was at the EcoFest put on by the Austin Chronicle people.
and he's the head of the Nature Land Grabbing Conservancy. And he agreed to talk to our reporters after a speech, but when Darren McBreen brought up, well, Obama said he wants to shut down coal plants, he said, that's it, I'm not talking to you, and literally ran from our reporters. He ran. There was a whole press conference there wanting to talk to him. He heard that question. It was like a vampire at high noon. Again, whether you're for coal or not, it's about shutting down whatever they want and only letting GE operate. Here's the clip of Obama saying we're going to bankrupt coal. Here it is.
If somebody wants to build a coal-fired plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted.
Okay, that's enough there. We went to another guest asking him a question next. Now let's go to Mark Terzic with Darren McBrain, InfoWars.com reporter, simply asking him a question, and he ran off. Here it is. This is, Mark Terzic. He is the head of the Nature Conservancy while they're getting that queued up there on the system. All right, here it is.
If you will, coal power plants. I'm just trying to get both sides of the story. But I want to know if you're familiar with President Obama's statement that he wanted to bankrupt the coal power plants.
I don't think I want to do this, all right? I'm going to pass. Thanks. Yeah, I'm not ready on this topic. I don't really like the video.
Okay, so there's the clip, a little bit of low audio, but what do you make of that, Rosa Corey? Hold on, we didn't have you faded up. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, when dams are unsustainable, and dams have been identified as being unsustainable, now that is clean power, right? Hydroelectric power, clean. But dams are being destroyed all over the United States right now. Over 1,000 dams have been destroyed in the United States right now because supposedly it's impossible for living things to survive in a dam area. So they're freeing these rivers and destroying clean energy at the same time. This is not an environmental program. They don't want you using that water. This is about destroying your opportunity, your ability to be independent. And they want to bring you into cities. Why? Because they want to control you, surveil you, monitor and manipulate you. And who is doing it? Your government is doing it. Your city government, you'll have your National Association of Counties, your League of Cities, the EPA is a partner, Smart Growth America. We're kicking ICLEI out across the United States. That's the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. And we are kicking ICLEI out of all of our cities and counties and states across the nation, and we are taking back our country and our government. That's what we're doing. We've got to all do it together. So when you hear ICLEI, International Council or for Local Environmental Initiatives, or Local Governments for Sustainability, as they call it now, they are actually actively engaged in changing your local government so that you'll find your climate adaptation software, your climate protection campaigns. These are not environmental campaigns. They're designed to restrict your possibilities and your potential for using your property and your ability to be free and to speak out freely. These are all plans designed to destroy the possibility of dissent in our country. And that is what guarantees our freedom, dissent, and the ability to speak and move freely across our country. We need to stand up together. I have about 20 pages in my book of what you can do, and we are doing it across the nation. And this is Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians. Everyone's getting up and taking this on together, and we can do it.
Well, we can. And we had the fader down on the video player earlier because we're doing video and audio here for the radio audience for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll try it again. Here's the Nature Conservancy head who used to work at Goldman Sachs in helping third world countries. Well, you know how much they help them. And helping Europe, they help us all. They're good people. Give us your money. It's for the earth. Let us triple charge you. It's for the earth. Here he is when he was asked about Obama saying we'll bankrupt your coal power plants that supply more than half the power to this country. And here he is refusing to answer the question and running off from the press conference. Here it is.
I can get my passion in there anyway, but these are more for the proponents, I guess, if you will, of coal power plants. I was just trying to get both sides of the story. But I want to know if you're familiar with President Obama's statement that he wanted to bankrupt the coal power plants.
I can't want to do this, all right? I'm going to pass.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm not ready on this topic, and I don't really like the video because.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. So there you have it. This is how these people are operating. It's what they're doing. Why do you think when he had that brought up to him that he ran? I mean, they're so used to the traitor media either being ignorant or not asking real questions.
That's it. This is you're inundated with propaganda all over the media. And when anyone asks a question that deserves a true answer, an honest answer, you're just not going to get that. In fact, right now, you'll be told that, oh, yeah, Agenda 21, right. Oh, that's a good thing. Oh, that Agenda 21, because it's coming out now. You know, they used to, your government used to say that you were a tinfoil hat nutcase if you even talked about it. But, you know, I've got it right here, actually. Here it is. This is the United Nations Agenda 21, put out by the UN. It's 300 pages, 40 chapters.
Well, Rosa, I've read it. I've got a copy as well. But here's the deal. They're admitting global government. They're admitting it's about population reduction. They're admitting it's to destroy the family. Germany, as you know, passed a law that all new homes built have to be dormitory style and no more single family dwellings in Germany. In fact, folks won't believe that. Search the term Germany bans single family dwellings. And then it says by 2015 and then by 2020, totally no homes allowed for individuals. I mean, this is cult brainwashing, Borg, hive mind, body snatcher level, crazy control freak, commune takeover.
That's right. You said it. And you know what? Your president and mine, Obama, committed the United States to reducing our greenhouse gas emissions 80% below 1990 levels by the year 2050. That, I looked at the charts, that's going to put us back prior to 1934. Now, would your country want to create a situation where your industry and your energy production is put back before the World War II? And plus, if you look at it in terms of per capita, you're back in the 1880s.
Well, but wait, then they don't even allow real sustainable old-fashioned agriculture. They're harassing that. They allow the GMO, the toxic waste dumping, splicing, you know, monkeys with 8 different species. They allow all this real stuff that's hurting the environment while just saying they're going to grab our property and not let us live our lives. It is incredible.
That's right. Get yourself into the center of the city. That's what they want you to do so they can watch you, surveil you, control you, take you away from your car so that you only go where they say you can go. And on these high-speed trains that don't exist and go nowhere if they do exist. And this is your future if you don't stop it now. We are stopping it now. We can do it. So, you know, this is what's going to happen. You lose your food independence, your ability to speak freely, to move freely, and you have a country that is
They're already doing it with the TSA. We're losing $40 billion a year in tourism. People say, why are they doing it? They want to bankrupt the airlines. They admit they want to put taxes on aircraft for carbon tax. They admit they want to shut down freedom because that makes us independent. Incredible. Folks can find your book. We have a link to it for Amazon.com and Infowars.com. But behind the green mask, Agenda 21, so important. Can't wait to have you on with us Thursday. But this isn't hype when you're saying we're starting to win. As you pointed out, Rosa, the system says we're winning and are freaking out. And just like we exposed their carbon tax, we're going to beat them on this. What's the best website for folks to visit to learn more?
Democrats Against UN Agenda21.com.
All right. Killer job. God bless you. Look forward to having you on Thursday. And Austin Groups and others need to get her to your town. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Great job to the crew. Watch my Whitney Houston video, what I have to say about the prescription drugs at Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. GCNRadioNetwork.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.